that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Tomorrow night, there's a special event at Chico's Blue Room Theater. A night of Leonard Cohen music, featuring an impressive list of talented Chico area musicians and singers. The concert is a benefit for the Blue Room Theater. Today on Weekend Showcase, we talk with two of those musicians, and we'll also have them sing a couple of the songs.
Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
On today's program, we'll also take you to 1078 Gallery in Chico to hear from several artists who specialize in ceramic art. They're all graduates of the ceramic art program at CSU Chico. And they're currently displaying their unique and innovative pieces in the exhibit Alma Mutter. This exhibit is 1078's last show in its current location on Broadway in Chico. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Reading's Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt. Showtimes are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. At the Orland Arts Center, see the exhibit Impressive Impressionism and More, featuring paintings by Rick Ingraham and Vince Walsh. Hours at the center are 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Chico Theater Company ends its run of the Gilbert Sullivan comic operetta The Pirates of Penzance. Only three more swashbuckling performances tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and a Sunday matinee at 2. At Chico's Blue Room Theater tonight, hear tales for an adult audience about journeys to destinations around the globe. Blue Stories Travel will take you to exotic locations and explore some erotic possibilities. Will the Blue Room make you laugh, cringe, or maybe blush? Find out this evening, a one-night-only event, beginning at 9 o'clock. Before you head to the Blue Room tonight, stop by Chico's downtown plaza for some rockin' tunes from the Quasimofos. The Friday night concert starts at 7. At Chico's Art Center, the exhibit Confluence, presenting digital media art and design by students from Chico State and Butte College. Enjoy graphics, animation, and robotics at the center Monday through Friday, noon to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. At the Paradise Performing Arts Center, Northern California Ballet stages Cinderella. Three chances to experience this popular Prokofiev ballet tonight at 7:15 and tomorrow at 2:15 or 7:15. In Yuba City, the Acting Company ends its run of a laugh-out-loud farce, Southern Hospitality. Performances tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Today is the birthday of director and screenwriter Nora Ephron. Surfers on social media will agree with her statement, "I am continually fascinated at the difficulty intelligent people have in distinguishing what is controversial from what is merely offensive."
A Night of Leonard Cohen Music. That's the event that's happening tomorrow night at the Blue Room Theater. And it is a benefit for the Blue Room Theater. Some of the top musicians in the Chico area. We have two of those musicians here in the KCHO studio. We have Mark McKinnon and Steve Cook. So, Mark, I hear that you are the person heading this up. What made it occur to you to do a collection of Leonard Cohen songs for this benefit?
When Leonard Cohen passed, it was such a traumatic moment for so many of us because we've been losing a lot of fine artists in the last couple of years. And then he being one of the great poet-songwriters of the 20th and 21st centuries, I was thinking it would be really fun to somehow get some other musicians together to pay tribute. And because venues in this town are very limited in terms of where you're going to go and the hours you're going to play and getting an audience that will be able to just sit and listen to the words, I thought maybe we could just do something pro bono and support the Blue Room Theater. And then everything just started falling into place.
Steve Cook, how would you describe how Leonard Cohen fits into the American music scene?
He's right up there with Bob Dylan and Paul Simon, all the great songwriters. He's a Canadian, in fact. He had such a huge impact in this country, being a guy from Canada. You know, he started out way back in the 60s, probably, early 60s, sort of like when Bob Dylan did. It's his lyrics, you know, his lyrics are just so phenomenal. His songs are beautiful, too. They're real simple. I like Leonard Cohen because he's not afraid to go to the dark side, to the shadow side. His songwriting has such depth.
He's certainly a poet, but his tone is also wry in a way.
Wry is a very good word for it. You know, Stevie talks about his great courage to go and explore the dark side of the moon, but he does it with humor and an elbow in the ribs.
Yeah.
First time I saw him in San Francisco in the 80s, in his prime with an incredible band, I didn't know what to expect. And we spent half the night laughing. He was just so funny and so warm. And there's the sensual, spiritual elements that he's juggling and elements of surprise. It just makes it just a joyous dance.
Mark, what does the Blue Room mean to you, and what do you think it means to the cultural scene at large in the Chico area?
The Blue Room Theater has been the most dynamic and creative theatrical venue that I think you and I have ever witnessed in this town, and it's always experimental and always pushing the envelope. And the wonderful thing about it is that it's more than just theater. It's also any element of artistry and performance, including music. And I had the opportunity to act there a few times and also to sing acoustically without any amplification. They give you license to do so many things.
Well, personally, I certainly think that this would be a much poorer community if we didn't have the Blue Room. And they are in a time of need financially, so this is everybody's chance tomorrow night to hear so many great musicians, great songs by Leonard Cohen, but also to support the Blue Room Theater. Steve, we're going to have you play some music now with some help from Mark. This is the song Everybody Knows.
2, 3, 4. Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Oh, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet.
so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody got that broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody knows that bullet bomb need a meter inside your bed. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. Everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shiny artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead. It's gonna be a meter on your bed will disclose. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows that you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach of Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming apart. Take one last look at the Sacred Heart before it blows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
We're here with a couple of the musicians, a couple in a long list of top musicians from the Chico area who are going to be on stage at the Blue Room Theater tomorrow night. So, Mark, we're going to hear a song from you. What do you want to say about this song?
Joan of Arc broke my heart with its beauty the first time I heard it when I was about 19. And I remember sitting in my dorm room at Chico State, just playing it over and over and over. I'd never heard anything like that in my life, and I've been playing it ever since. I'm going to do it as a duet tomorrow night with Katrina Rodriguez of the Rugs.
Joan of Arc by Leonard Cohen.
Two, three. 4.
La-da-da, la-da-da, la-da-da-da-da-da. 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 Now the flames, they followed Joan of Arc. She came riding through the dark. No moon to keep her armor bright. No man to get her through this very smoky night. She said, I'm tired of the war. I want the kind of work I had before. A wedding dress or something white to wear upon my swollen appetite. La da da, la da da, la da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Da, 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 da. Well, I'm glad to hear you talk this way. You know I've watched you riding every day. Something in me yearns to win. Such a cold, such a lonesome heroine. You, she sternly spoke to the one beneath the snow. Why, I'm fire, he replied. I love your solitude, I love your pride. La da da, la da da. Fire, make your body cold, 'cause I'm gonna give your mind a hold. And saying this, she stepped inside. Be his one, be his only bride. It was deep into his fiery heart. He took the dust of Joan of Arc. High above the wedding guest, he hung the ashes of her wedding dress. La da da, la da da, la da 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 da. La da da da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Yes, it was deep into his fiery heart. He took the dust of Joan of Arc. And then she clearly understood, if he was fire, oh, then she must be wood.
A Night of Leonard Cohen Music, a collection of songs by the revered late poet-songwriter, performed by an impressive list of some of the best singers and musicians in the Chico area. One performance only, tomorrow evening at the Blue Room. Doors open at 6:30. There'll be some pre-show music from Joshua Haig, and the concert itself starts at 7:30. Tickets are $18 in advance, and $20 at the door. And all proceeds go to the Blue Room, a theater which consistently brings us many of the highest quality and most innovative theatrical experiences in the North State.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm speaking with Mallory Russell and three other artists at the 1078 Gallery, who are going to be in a show with the whimsical title of Alma Mutter. Mallory, you were the curator and you brought together 11 ceramists.
All 11 artists in the exhibition are CSU Chico graduates in the ceramics department. I was fortunate enough to go to school with most of them. A few others were a little bit before my time at CSU Chico, but they're still active in the community. I worked with the 11 artists and got their work together, worked with the gallery. I am on the exhibitions committee at 1078. I was able to reach out to Ricky Barnett, one of the artists in the show, and come up with an idea for an exhibition with these artists.
Well, let's talk to Ricky then.
I had a really good experience at Chico State studying with Cam and Sue.
There are a few people here who may not know who Cameron and Sue are.
Cam is kind of like the head of the ceramics department and the graduate coordinator at CSU Chico. Sue Whitmore is his better half in the program. They were super supportive in everything we wanted to do, and I was a part of a great momentum of people in school at that time.
Let's hear what Jacob Truster has to say about his experience with the ceramic department.
It was a very positive experience, that's for sure. Both Cam and Sue were very open-minded to experimentation within ceramics and outside ceramics, even though that was my focus. So I really appreciated that as a student.
Charlene, what was your experience like in the department?
My first ceramics class was 11 years ago, and I've never looked back. One thing that drew me to clay was the feeling of the community that I would see from the BFA and the MFA students before me. Cameron and Sue have been an integral part from my experience in the ceramics community, and I absolutely love my time there.
What was the attraction of the medium of clay for you?
Just the intimacy to build something out of what I could have, whether it's a slab, a coil, a ball of clay, to form it as I go and switch it as needed, making the glaze if I choose to add to that form, working with it in a sculptural manner or functional, it was the medium for me.
Compared to stone, for example, or wood, there is that pliability that you can constantly make changes.
That is true. In a sculpture class, I tried to make what I made in clay and different materials in sculpture. I tried to make a virus using different sculptural materials. It did not work out as well as when I would make it in clay.
A virus? You did a sculpture of a virus?
That was my inspiration, virus, bacteria. And I can remember using corkscrews, which may not have been the best choice, but when I made it like with wax and tin foil, maybe someone else would have liked it. It wasn't for me, so I've always been with clay.
You all three are talking about this wonderful sense of community, but then you go out into the cold world, and what has that been like?
Pretty interesting, very difficult.
What was your experience like, Jacob, leaving the protective environment of CSUC, going out into, quote, the real world?
It was definitely concerning. Part of being a ceramicist is that it's hard to find the space and get the materials and the equipment necessary to continue to practice that art form. There's a lot that you need. So to find a situation where you're able to make work is kind of a struggle.
Charlene, what's the experience been like for you being out of the protective environment of an art school?
When I graduated Chico State in 2010, I was able to take a class at CSU Summer Arts down in Fresno. After that, I did stay in Chico and I worked various jobs. It took a while for me to get my own studio practice, but with a lot of time and hard work, I eventually was able to purchase a wheel and a kiln and slowly started to work. But I've been fortunate enough in the last few years to make work consistently.
Charlene, this whole issue of ceramics being a kind of stepchild in the art department, in the art world.
I'd like to not think of it as that for ceramics.
You do both sculptural and functional ceramics.
I just genuinely love that, yes, I could make, whether it's cups, bowls, butter dishes, just making something that someone can proudly have and use. But then I love making my funky little sculptures that someone might see and say, what is that? I have one of my sculpture pictures on one of my credit cards. And when people see it, I'll get so many different responses as to what those people are bringing from their background knowledge to the sculpture that I make. It's always pretty interesting to hear what the viewer has to say, too, with ceramics and what you make.
Ricky, I understand that in addition to making sculptural ceramics, you also make functional ones, and some of those are going to be available at the 1078 Gallery.
Each artist will not only contribute their sculptural work to the show, but is sending 10 cups to the gallery. There should be 100 to 110 cups on display that will be for sale. If you can't afford some of the sculptures, maybe you can get some work that's very similar to the sculpture work, and then you can drink out of it.
Charlene, what will your cups be like? For example, are you going to be glazing them?
Yeah, I'm going to have my cups, I'm going to probably throw in a red clay body and then have a white glaze over them. So they'll be simple. They'll be mid-fire cups.
Mallory, sum up where the exhibition is and how long it is going to be there.
The show runs to the 27th of May. Come check it out.
The 1078 Gallery is located in Chico at 8th Street and Main.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.